A biologist from Baylor University in Texas has discovered a unique way to determine changes in hormone and contaminant levels in baleen whales through their earwax. Stephen Trumbull is a whale biologist who studied at UAF. He says museums have collected these earwax plugs for a century, and the Smithsonian alone has more than 500. They are commonly used to determine a whale's age, like tree rings. But 3 years ago, an environmental chemist suggested to Trumbull the wax plugs were also like sediment cores. It was a moment of insight.
People have been looking at these things for 100 years, right? And we just happen to look at it a different way. And without, you know, an environmental chemist standing there saying, wow, this is like a sediment core, I would have looked at it just like every other biologist would have looked at it. So, you know, it's an aging tool. So it was a very serendipitous. We had this neat little collaborative moment.
Sort of like tree rings?
Exactly like tree rings. Yeah, absolutely.
Describe what they look like and how big they are. What does this plug look like?
The blue whale earplug was probably 25 centimeters, which is a good foot long, weighed a few hundred grams. This particular earplug was very kind of firm, looked like a stick. Now, we just received a bowhead earplug this last summer that's actually about 2 feet long and weighs about 2 pounds. So it's, and, you know, as you can guess, it's just a big glob of wax. All in all, it's not very attractive, but.
And I can't imagine what it must smell like.
You really can't imagine. It's pretty horrendous. But, you know, put a little Vaseline under the nose, you're good to go.
What are you learning from these wax earplugs?
We can reconstruct kind of a chemical profile for the life of the animal. And that's very significant in two ways. We can see when chemicals sort of came online or came on board the animal, whether or not it was transferred during lactation, whether they picked it up from the environment. And then, not only that, we can also see the response of the animal. What's their hormone or their stress profile look like? So if they're exposed to something in the natural environment, what is their response? Is their stress level increase? Doesn't it change? We can see when they've matured based on various developmental hormones. More significantly, and we think, seeing, especially from a contaminant perspective, and we can actually tell when did PDEs come into the environment. Is DDT still relevant in the environment? And we can actually kind of track that through these earplugs.
How do you think this could apply in Alaska? The bowhead population appears to be stable. It's growing every year. But the Cook Inlet beluga is a population of concern and also has a lot of mystery kind of surrounding what is going on with that population, why they don't seem to be recovering. Do you think that this research can maybe help with Cook Inlet beluga?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, at this point, we think that the earplugs are only in baleen whales. They're not in the smaller toothed whales or dolphins or porpoises and things like that. Bowheads, however, bowheads are a great model. One, very long-lived, 150 years, some estimates. And so if we have some sort of a record going back 100 years of contaminants, it's priceless data. It really is. Not only that, these are subsistence hunted. So there's always an issue with, what are we taking into our bodies? And so we can see not only when contaminants came on board to this animal, but what contaminants? Are there petroleum hydrocarbons? Are there, what things are showing up in the Arctic that, matter of fact, in the 1969 sample from a gray whale that we worked up, we did not find any flame retardants. And in the 2007 sample, we did. Now, you can do this with blubber samples. You can take a blubber sample and say, well, yes, we get the signal for flame retardants. But now we can tell when it came on board. Was it in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s? And this would give, researchers a better tool to understand how long people have been exposed to these chemicals.
Stephen Trumbull is an associate professor of biology at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. He was recently in Anchorage discussing his research.